I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum. Welcome to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Join us as we explore the sweet and explosive world of human connections. Here is your host, Sandy.
Thanks, Jarvis, and welcome back to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast, the podcast that explores the intersection of pop culture and conspiracy theories. I'm your host, Sandy, and today we're diving deep into the mysterious world of predictive programming. Predictive programming, the notion that media subtly prepares us for future events, has captured the imagination of conspiracy theorists worldwide, from movies and TV shows to books and even music. We're constantly being bombarded with hidden messages about what's possibly to come. It's like pop culture is our collective crystal ball, revealing glimpses of tomorrow in the guise of entertainment. But where does the truth end and the fiction begin? Let's unpack this with some compelling examples from pop culture. The first example I'll use is from The Hunger Games. This dystopian saga presents a chilling vision of a future where the government wields absolute power and subjects citizens to barbaric entertainment. Could this be a cautionary tale about the rise of authoritarian regimes? It's certainly food for thought. This episode would not be complete without talking about The Simpsons. This long-running animated series has a knack for predicting real-world events with uncanny accuracy. Is it mere coincidence? Or is there something more sinister at play? Politically speaking, they have predicted the election of Donald Trump.
Let's say China.
And voting machines going haywire. It's a good example of preparing people for what could happen. And let's not forget the movie Contagion, the eerily visionary film that foreshadowed the COVID-19 pandemic. Almost said plandemic, sorry.
Oopsie.
Did Hollywood have insider information? Covert knowledge, or was it all just a lucky guess? There is a lot to discuss regarding COVID that doesn't really fit the scope of today's podcast, but it would not shock me that they wanted to make a movie that foreshadows a global virus like this film did. It's enough to make you question everything you see on screen. But perhaps one of the most chilling examples is the Illuminati card game. This was released in the 1990s, and this game seemingly foretold events like 9/11 and, again, the election of Donald Trump. How could such predictions be possible? It's almost like the elites in power can't keep their mouths shut. They always tell on themselves. Some people believe it's all part of a grand conspiracy to manipulate the masses, while others dismiss it as mere coincidence. But one thing's for sure, predictive programming is a rabbit hole worth exploring. Now, TV shows that have predicted technological advances include Star Trek, with their flip phones, Total Recall with their autonomous taxi cars.
Hope you enjoyed the ride.
And of course, Star Wars showed us robotic limb replacement well before the tech was available. This type of predictive programming is virtually harmless, whereas the following examples, I believe, are not. Alien invasions and visitations have been popular culture for almost as long as film has existed. Does the War of the Worlds ring a bell? Having popular culture depict aliens and UFOs really ramped up after the nuclear bombings in Japan and the Roswell crash in New Mexico. Movies like E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Signs try to mainstream the existence of aliens, almost in an effort to get people used to the idea of a major alien disclosure. While it makes for good entertainment, there may be some nefarious reasons behind all this programming. During the 1980s, Hollywood and pop music really went hard on the possibility of nuclear war with Russia. The movies Red Dawn, The Day After, and War Games were some of the movies made during this period. Did Hollywood produce these films because they knew people would watch? Possibly. but it's also likely they wanted people to be fed the idea that it was a possibility of nuclear war in the near future. And if it did occur, mass hysteria would not break out because the populace would have already been programmed to be aware of it. Does it make sense? Popular music in the 80s was not foreign to this possibility of nuclear war either. There were songs that I believe used predictive programming that were sung by Sting, The Fix, Prince, and who can forget Nina and her 99 Red Balloons. It was a real concern back then. The first movie, They Live, starring wrestler Rowdy Roddy Piper, tackles two conspiracy theories. One, that aliens already live among us. And two, the frequent and diabolical use of subliminal messages. It has been long known that advertisers and others have used subliminal messaging to great success. The former theory? Time will tell. It's a must-watch film with an amazingly long and brutal fight scene. Check it out. Idiocracy, a Mike Judge movie starring Luke Wilson, is funny from start to finish. It predicts a major dumbing down of Western culture that hits too close to home to really ignore. It shows the world devolving into a fat, lazy, and stupid existence that could come to fruition much sooner than later. I dare you to stroll through any local Walmart and tell me I'm wrong. Except for the Northsite Scottsdale Walmart. That one is goated. Okay, as we wrap up this short episode, I encourage our listeners to keep their eyes open and their critical thinking caps on. Whether you're binge-watching your favorite TV show or grooving to the latest chart topper, remember that pop culture may hold more secrets than meets the eye. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Next week, I will be discussing the differences between Greek personality types, such as alpha and beta, from a male perspective. Until next time, stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. See you on the flip side. Tune in every Thursday for a unique journey that is both entertaining and enlightening. The Sugar and Napalm Podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Remember, life is messy, and tomorrow is a new day.